This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. naval base in Florida. The shooting, which took place at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, left four people dead, including the shooter. A law enforcement official says another eight people were wounded. FBI Special Agent Rachel Rojas says the investigation is ongoing.
We are not prepared at this hour to confirm what may have motivated the shooter to commit this horrific act today. There are many reports circulating, but the FBI deals only in facts, and this is still very much an active and ongoing investigation. As soon as we can, we will share more.
Fox News is reporting that the FBI has arrested six Saudi nationals in connection with the shooting. In Hawaii, military officials say the U.S. Navy sailor who fatally shot two people at Pearl Harbor before killing himself was unhappy with his commanders and had been undergoing counseling. Gabriel Romero, 22, was also facing punishment for minor misconduct. The White House says it will not participate in the impeachment hearings against U.S. President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The White House indicates it will not participate in the next impeachment hearing scheduled for Monday. A letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee, did not expressly state the White House's refusal to participate. But Cipollone wrote that House Democrats are wasting America's time with what he termed a charade. The Judiciary Committee had given the White House until Friday evening to declare whether or not it intended to have legal representation at a hearing scheduled for Monday morning. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Indian officials say an alleged rape victim in northern India set on fire on her way to a court hearing in the case she filed has died. Five men were arrested in connection with the burn attack. The woman's death came on the same day police in southern India fatally shot four men being held on suspicion of raping and killing a 27-year-old veterinarian. The United States is imposing sanctions on three Iranian-backed Iraqi militia leaders over their alleged role in violently suppressing protests that have shaken Iraq. The militia leaders are accused of ordering their forces to fire on civilians protesting government corruption and high unemployment. A U.S. jury has found Elon Musk not guilty of defaming a British caver who helped in last year's rescue of trapped Thai schoolboys. Musk had called him a pedo guy. Vernon Unsworth saw $190 million in damages from the Tesla founder, arguing that the tweet damaged his reputation.
Well, I came here for a verdict. Unfortunately, it's not gone the way we wished. I respect the jury's decision. And I'd like to personally thank my lawyers who've been absolutely awesome.
His attorney, Mark Stevens, says the verdict is not good for society.
It is now said by this jury that insults, however grave, however unpleasant, are completely open season on social media, on Twitter. That is not going to be a good outcome for society.
Speaking to reporters after the jury reached its decision, Musk said his faith in humanity is restored. German Chancellor Angela Merkel visited the Auschwitz Memorial on Friday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Speaking of deep shame over the crimes committed there, crimes which she said will always be part of German history, and bringing a $66 million government donation to help preserve the site where the Nazis ran their largest death camp. Laying a memorial wreath with her Polish counterpart, the Chancellor also toured the camp's crematorium and the notorious Iron Gate, bearing the motto, Arbeit macht frei, work sets you free. Germany is the largest donor to the foundation, which funds conservation efforts on the site where more than 1 million people were killed in what was then Nazi-occupied Poland. The Chancellor warned against the growing prevalence of racism.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. President Trump says he will temporarily hold off designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations at the request of Mexico's president. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says he wants U.S. cooperation on fighting drug gangs, not intervention. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.